I'm Chelsea Barnes. I'm the community development worker for the Bruden Park Restoration Project.
I met my husband when we were here one Sunday.
Put my engine in the back of a car and I'd go with my good lady and the boys, my two sons, and off we would go to Bruden Park.
A lot of the park now is a lot different to when I first started in here. I mean, a lot of the things have gone.
Where it had looked derelict, really, but they did try to build it up a bit.
Sometimes they'll come in here for the first time and say, I didn't realise this was here. So, you know, to make it more sort of popular.
I think it must have been the real attraction. So people would come to go on the boating lake, go on the Mitchell Highway, get an ice cream. So this beacon was built in 2002 to commemorate the Golden Jubilee. And it was a man called John Pye, who used to run the Beacon Music and Arts Festival, organised it being lit.
In 2002, the BBC contacted me and said, would you host an event for the Queen's Golden Jubilee? They carted the Mayor, Gary Hewson, and Jill, his wife, around the lake, and then they landed at the Beacon and ceremoniously lit the Beacon.
And we hope to light it again at some point.
My fond memories, I mean, I've always been a bit of a practical joker. We came in the evenings, and what we used to do is tow the boats out to the island, and they'd all be left at the island, so the little man had got to go across, and he'd be cursing away there, you see. And what we'd done, we'd towed them all nose to tail, so they're like a long stream of boats. And watching in the bushes the following morning when we went to pull them out, you see, and rowing away, gradually walking them back, and suddenly it stopped because we tied the last boat to the bank.
So this lake is an ornamental lake and was actually built by the Ellison family as part of the estate. And it actually makes up 5% of Lincoln's total water. So it's a man-made lake, and it's huge and has a small island in the middle and all kinds of trees around the edge.
Walk around the lake and collect fir cones and look for the squirrels and things like that.
In the past, the lake's been used a lot for fishing. Not so much now, you do still see sometimes. And then, of course, traditionally, it was a boating lake.
Well, of course, we used to have rowing boats.
I do remember having fun on the lake, on the boats.
Your time's up, she would shout, and we would hide behind the island.
It was lovely. We used to come in, picnicking on the boats, they had a train.
At Bruden Park, there used to be a miniature railway, which lots of people now remember as a fond memory of the park.
I come in on Saturday or Sunday, whichever day they were going to run to Bruden Park and get steam up and have a run there for the afternoon.
I met my husband when we were here one Sunday. I think maybe there was a shower of rain or something, so we sat in the hut and that's where we got started talking and made a date. And so we met in the Bell Hut, it was called, a bell-shaped top on it.
Although the park now is looking a little tired, it is really loved. It's really loved by all of the community.
Well, you see, we had these wooden huts everywhere. That's where we used to sit about.
Before the war, we used to have a fair.
Yeah, I remember a fair here.
Unless there's a special event on, there isn't an awful lot to bring people here for, and that's what we want to change.
I only remember a few stalls.
I remember coming to concerts on a Sunday. They used to have the bandstand and always a band playing music.
At the moment, the park is quite well used, but not to its full potential. Cycle route, which is part of the National Cycle Network, so a lot of people come cycling along here. Well, you can actually tell within the woodland there's kind of a lot of ridges and hills and bumps, and a few people have mentioned that they'd often come down here biking on the BMX and would use this area as ramps, even though within the bylaws you're not supposed to cycle. Within the next few years, as part of the Heritage Lottery funded project, there's going to be an education centre, a cafe, horticultural block, and obviously the redevelopment of the park. So the education centre is going to be created from the converted stable block and provides education facilities for the students of Linkage, who are mainly 16 to 25, people with learning disabilities and different specialist needs. Glasshouse and horticultural facilities are going to be here. It's because when the park was first taken over by the City Council, the glasshouse was used to grow all of the plants for the City of Lincoln.
We used to have actually a daily border in the park where we used to grow quite a few varieties. A couple of years we used to have some of the school children come to actually help plant bulbs.
So they would grow them and then go and plant them, say, in the middle of roundabouts or in the arboretum, wherever there was planting. And it was here that they did that.
We produced all the bedding plants for all over the city, for all the roundabouts. And we even used to have a section where we used to take plants out for floral decorations for special events at RAF stations.
So over the next 5 years, I'll be working with a range of volunteers to do everything from maintaining the woodland to doing one-off events, like we've mentioned, Easter egg hunts, music events, running education and learning activities, working with the local schools.
I'm Keith Rossiter, I'm the event director, Parkrun.
There's a lot of community spirit. Parkrun is really designed that way. We've had a lot of visitors from other towns come to the Parkrun on Saturdays.
Over the years I've got to know people and it's nearly like my second family in a way.
Seeing people having a good time and enjoying the park, enjoying the run, getting fit, being healthy. We've had a lot of visitors from other towns come to the park run on Saturdays.
The friendliness of everyone.
Hi, I'm Verity Kirk. I'm a project assistant for the Bootham Park project. I'm really pleased that this is going ahead. I think it's going to do a lot for the local community.
Restoring the love for it that there has been over the generations.
I think the big thing as well will be to promote it outside of this area so that we get more people knowing about the park and get people coming further afield.
I think it's a very special area because this really was where they did all their entertainment. They used to come for the day.
I think it's going to bring the community together. There's going to be a lot of opportunities for fairs and music. Overall, I think in the next 5 years, Bootham Park is going to be restored and will look fantastic.